47-year-old James Kirby, who served tours in Bosnia and Afghanistan, died when his charity's convoy was struck in Gaza. Well, the Foreign Secretary says Israel must reduce the risk of airstrikes hitting innocent victims, like the one which killed British aid workers. Lord Cameron's welcoming the Israeli promise of a full, urgent and transparent inquiry into the hit on a charity convoy. Speaking at a NATO meeting in Brussels, he also said it's essential more foods allowed into Gaza, as his counterpart promised.
The extra aid won't work unless there is proper deconfliction, unless aid can be taken around Gaza and we avoid the dreadful incidents like we've seen in the last couple of days. That is vital.
Nine people are confirmed dead in Taiwan following the most powerful earthquake felt in the country in a quarter of a century. Almost 900 are reported injured, with buildings having collapsed and landslides cutting off roads. 127 are thought to be trapped but still alive. Gregor Stewart-Hunter is a freelance journalist who felt the estimated 7.4 magnitude tremor in Taipei, over 70 miles from the epicenter.
The feeling was like being grabbed by someone by the shoulders and shook violently. It was incredibly unsettling. And I felt my eyes pop out of my skull when I checked the news and realised this wasn't actually in Taipei where I was, and was in Hualien.
Royal Mail says the changes it's suggesting are designed to stabilise its future finances and protect thousands of jobs. It wants to limit second-class letter deliveries to every other weekday. Supermarket sales rose 5.4% in March, helped by falling food prices and increased competition. Slowing inflation's encouraged shoppers to spend. Jennifer Lopez has renamed her tour after reports of weak ticket sales. The singer announced concerts in February, but then cancelled 10 of the stops shortly afterwards. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tim.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at that weather and see what's happening out there at the moment. Now, it's looking dry, but it is very overcast in Brentwood. 14 degrees, light cloud and a fresh breeze. You will get some rain, possibly overnight. 80% chance from about 12 a.m. Through possibly till the morning. And then in the morning, rain up until about 11 o'clock, and then it should ease off again. There's about a 20% chance from 11 o'clock onwards. So weather not looking too good as you move into the weekend, though. Looks like a dry Saturday and a dry Sunday with some sunshine. And then on Monday, it should be lovely again, nice and dry. Temperatures going up to 19 degrees on Saturday and 16 degrees on Sunday and Monday. So some sunny weather. Spring is sprung.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEA. HBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. Shall I try that one again? Not having much luck today. I'm only doing a short week. I'm doing 3 days this week. I feel like I'm Scott Ross, actually, because he does 2 days a week. So having a very short week. Yeah, it is a shame. Well, I'm just talking to somebody. Where I live is in the middle of nowhere, basically, and it's quite difficult with public transport. When I've got to go into London, I'll have to drive to the station, then park. I think that's going to cost me a tenner. Then get the train, then get into London. It's a real palaver. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. There's not really anywhere local. Cheese fondue. Do you know what? I've always wanted to make a fondue, and I might buy one. What do you mean you're very short every week? Thanks, Rob. I'm very short every week, thank you. I've always wanted to do a fondue. I know I talk about food a lot on the show. Never done it before. And that's something I wouldn't mind trying, actually. Because you dip meat in it, like, you know, you cook some meat, and then you've got cheese. Cheese, isn't it? And then you can put bread in. The thing is with me, I'm a bit funny about people's saliva, and I suppose if you've got fondue and then you stick your fork in and then you eat it off the fork, right, and then you dip your then you're eating like five people's saliva. I don't want to be doing that. That's like saliva fondue. I don't know whether to do fondue. That's put me right off. I don't know if I could cope with that, somebody else's saliva in my food. Fondue, yes. A cheese fondue with bread, meat and vegetables. No double dipping. That's right. Exactly, Rob. Rob knows. I never touch dips. If I ever go to like a little soiree and they've got dips, as much as I want to, I can't bring myself to do it. I can't. My mum used to say to me sometimes, when I was young, she used to have an ice cream. She'd go, do you want a bit? I said, you've been licking that. And she went, it doesn't matter. I go, it matters to me. Even as a child, I was like, bleh. Or my mum would take my ice cream and lick it, and I'd be like, I don't want it. Bless you, mum. She used to go, look, there you go. You know what you do for kids, don't you? You sort of lick the ice cream. I'd be like, I don't want it now. I don't want it. No. No, thank you. This song is everywhere, isn't it? Ariana Grande with Yes and No Double Dipping.
Got all the love in me. And as long as you here with me. There ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got more than just enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of. But if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong. And with you I see the best thing is free.
Song, that's Roachwood. I really like that. That's his brand new track, and I interviewed him a couple of months ago, and really, really fantastic to have a chat with him. He did a song called The Way That I Feel, which is one of my favourite songs of all time. I love that, and we spoke a lot about his early days, and then actually what he was doing now, because he's always out doing gigs. He had a run of Christmas gigs when I spoke to him, and he's just got some release some new music, which is fabulous. Now, Awesomeosaurus, I played them out last year with a track called I'm a Mess, and this is their brand new track. You can find them online, Awesomeosaurus. Great name. This is called Too Many Times, and it's I think it's just out now. It's literally, I think I might have the first play on this.
Tree is kind.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospital charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayment on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM. Now, I always like to have a little look at Twitter, and somebody's been to a place called Copper Club, which is Henley-on-Thames, and they've just put up their receipt of how much they've paid. I think this is, of money, actually. So they've been to the Copper Club, and you go up to the bar, and they've had two glasses. Let's have a look. What was it? Two large glasses of rosé, two pints of lager and a very small bowl of nuts. How much do you think? You know, everything's really expensive. £51.30. That might be, so to me, that I would be thinking about possibly £40, maybe £40, maybe slightly about £38 roughly for that, but it's £51.30. Two rounds of drinks and some nuts. They've used the swear word, actually. This is actually nuts, and they post up the bill. Oh dear, a discretionary charge, service charge 12.5 is added. You can actually ask to have that taken off the service charge, so you should have saved yourself £5.73. you can get that. My friend, actually, when I go out, she was going to take it off. I'm not paying the service charge, and she'll leave a tip if it's good service, but she won't pay that service charge. I'd rather give the cash, but to be honest, if I'm out and it's been a nice meal, I'd rather leave cash for the person that's actually served. Sometimes they can't do that. They have to put it into like a main thing. But there again, if you're really good and you get a lot of, you know, tips, then you should be able to keep them. If somebody's not very good at doing what they do, then they shouldn't get the tips. Yeah, exactly. But wow, that is really expensive. Mind you, it is expensive. Apparently, they're saying like the younger generation, that's not obviously me, but the young people of about 20 to 30, especially maybe if you're not earning a huge amount of money, they're not drinking as much alcohol and they're not going out as much. That's why a lot of the pubs, we've got the Slug and Lettuce is closing here in Brentwood. A lot of the places are closing down because they've not got that age group going in there to drink, because people just won't pay it. If you wanted to go out for a night, and you've got to think about this really, and there's a few friends, you know, normally you'd buy a round of drinks each. Sometimes if you didn't have much, you'd say, like, I'll just buy my own because I can't afford to do, you know, buy other people a drink. But you're still looking, probably, if you're going out for the nights, at least sort of, what, £80 if you buy a couple of drinks, and you've got maybe got to get a taxi somewhere or get a taxi back or train. So this is an expensive thing. It's expensive, isn't it, to go out? But it does seem to be a lot of the places. I mean, if you go over to Lakeside and Blue Water, all the eating places seem to be really, really, really busy. So somebody's got money somewhere, even if it's not me and you. Somebody's got money somewhere. Two lemonades at the O2 Arena, £14.70. Oh my word, really? So you're a bit stuck there, because I don't think you can bring in bottles of water or anything, can you? So you're a bit stuck. Two lemonades, £14.70. It's terrible, isn't it? Well, I mean, they've got a captive audience, haven't they? There's nothing much you can do about it. Yeah, I mean, so, do you know what the best place is to go if you want to have a drink? And you probably, most of you have probably not been to one. Go to Working Man's Club. There are loads of them around. If you join, the beers in there are normally really cheap, and they've always got entertainment on, which you don't normally have to pay for, because they do it out of the club, which you, a membership fee, which you pay for the club. And you get much more cheaper drinks there. I'm surprised that Working Man's Clubs haven't got a really young lot of people that just go in there and take over, because... You know, as I said, drinks are always really good at places like that. Mind you, a lot of people have their alcohol at home now, don't they? Because you can't afford to go out. I mean, but mind you, a bottle of wine, if you want to have a bottle of, you know, a couple of bottles of wine, you're still looking... I mean, in restaurants, it's extortionate, isn't it? I always think if I buy a bottle of wine, if I'm out for, you know, lunch, I try not to actually, not lunch or dinner, you know, but because you can spend about 30 quid on a bottle of wine, and you know that the bottle of wine's only worth about £12. That's what really annoys me. Yeah. I'm not going out this week. I bought a salad the other day for £6.75. I'm mad, but again, I was very tired after being trapped in the car all night, and it's one of my favourite salads, and I refused to buy it. It went up by about three or four quid, and I thought, I'm never going to buy it again. It's from Pret. I'm never going to buy that one again. But I did the other day out of desperation, because I needed something I felt was healthy. £6.75 for a chicken salad. Yeah. I treated myself.
So some days I spend the day in bed. Why not waste my time looking for the best? I am happiness. What's the cost? What's the point? These nights of these whiskey eyes. If I wake up a little lost. Here we go.
Janet Jackson, who is currently touring. Here she is with Whoops Now. pops now and in pops Bob.
Hello.
Oops now.
Hello.
She's doing gigs at the moment. She's sounding out and she's still doing all the dancing.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, she looks really incredible.
You used to love Janet Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, she is. I mean, she's not. She's on stage with, like, the dancers and singing and doing the old, you know, the old sort of, you know, Pleasure Principle tracks. And,
wow.
Yeah, she's still fantastic. Oh, it sounds really good. Yeah, yeah.
She's touring this country.
I don't know if she's over here. I've seen quite a lot of her on TikTok where people have been filming the shows and stuff.
Oh, I wondered why she hadn't popped in.
No, I did say Janet. I said, but, you know, to be honest, I'm doing a three-day week. Yeah. Love, you'll have to see you another time.
There you go.
There you go. So have you had a nice bank holiday, Easter?
Yeah, very nice. Oh, yeah, we did a history tour on Saturday. That was good. And mm-hmm. we had Easter eggs and beer and stuff like that.
Easter eggs and beer. That sounds like a fantastic combination. Do you know what? I was drinking a beer. It's called, it's a light beer. So you know the one I mean. I'll say that one. You know, it's an American beer.
Yeah.
And I had some actually on Saturday. And I used to be a beer drinker. But I forgot how lovely it is. It's so refreshing. It wasn't like a hop. It's because I've had like... what is it? Not lager. What's the other one? Bitters, yeah. Bitter. Which they've got more of a flavour. But this was a really lovely beer.
Mm.
Very nice.
Well, lager's nice and refreshing in the summer when it's hot. Or cider.
Or with Easter eggs.
Well, indeed, yeah. Or anything
Did you pour actually half into the Easter egg and drink it out?
Well, they were the little ones, so just went in the beer, you know.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, you mean the little Cadbury's cream eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one of those. Apparently, I think it might be Scotland, they actually have been deep frying them, and people went, oh my God, this is awful. And then people have gone there and tried it, because there's a bit on TV about it,
right.
And they bit into it, and they went, oh my God, this is amazing.
Right.
Everybody that tried it said it was absolutely amazing.
I'm sure
it's because the chocolate melts, the fondant goes very soft, and you've got a crisp batter.
Nice.
It sounds awful, but...
Like instant diabetes.
Well, I used to like, I don't know if the Chinese place do it, but I used to like the pineapple rings deep fried.
Oh, really?
Because you could have those with a little bit of ice cream, and that was nice.
You're just a weirdo.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about your show in a while. I haven't got time now. No, you've got me a weird. I've been talking about food and thinking about food today, which is not good. So I'm going to play some Dua Lipa, who's got nothing to do with food.
Right.
Here she is with New Rules.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy. Out of my mind, out of my mind. Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me. Don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out of the game. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him. Pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards. No way, no way, no. Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern. I never loved. He doesn't love me, so I tell myself, I do. One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, kick him out, game free. Don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him. I'm still trying.
The tension is incredible. Boy, I'm in charge. You know how I feel for you. Will you stop or will you keep going?
Sorry, I was trying to do a harmony there. It's a dreadful noise. That's the original lineup of the Sugar Babes, which are back together as the original lineup, I believe. Yeah, they are. Just come back to 12:42. Let's do some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, straight on to the Brook Street roundabout, looking absolutely fine, no problems there. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, no issues there. But temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the B186 Clay Tie Road, both ways near the B187, just to be aware. Wilson's Corner looking a little bit busy, and you do have those temporary traffic signals on the B185 Kings Road at Hart Street. That's why they're doing the building works, building those new flats at the moment. You've also got temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Priest Lane, both ways at St Andrew's Place, and also temporary traffic signals on the A1023 Chelmsford Road around Alexander Lane. Between Bentley and Hatch, Fox Hatch, there, that part of the road on the A128 is closed, but there will be some diversions. And if you're heading up towards Chelmsford, looking like a clear run at the moment in central Chelmsford, you've got some temporary traffic lights on the B1009 Baddow Road at the BP petrol station. More traffic and travel coming up with Bob in the next hour. Here's a classic from the Cranberries. This is Show Me.
Show me the way.
is the Cranberries with Show Me the Way. And showing you the way for 1, 2, 3 for the rest of the afternoon. That was a nice little link, Michelle. Well done. Is Bob Simpson. He's going to be here with 1, 2, 3, and he's going to tell you what's coming up on the show.
Oh, hello, Michelle. Well, today I've got a guest in the studio. It's John Allen. Now, Langdon Nature Reserve is the largest inland reserve managed by Essex Wildlife Trust. We're going to hear from John about the trust and the reserve, and also a plant sale that they've got going on to raise money for the Essex Wildlife Trust. As well as that, we've got quite an unusual song for Daphne today that kind of kills two birds with one stone, but I'll tell you more about that later. Also, today is World Party Day! Woohoo! So we're going to have a party in the studio, some great new music, and a little bit about a new event that's happening in Billericay at Lake Meadows, a walk and talk with Basildon Mind, not Brentwood Mind, yeah. All that and more. Up until 3.
Sorry, I'm talking here and I haven't got the headphones up. I'm not really with it. Never mind. Probably for the best. So that's all coming up on your excellent show.
Indeedy.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm playing some background music, by the way.
Are you? Yeah, I can't get these headphones to work.
So. Can't you? I have turned them up.
Well, they're not plugged in.
Oh, they're not plugged in. Sorry, you're doing Scott Ross. Yeah. Scott Ross normally just completely ignores me and then sits again plugging stuff in. He doesn't actually worry there's a delay.
Okay, well, can I've got one now and I still can't hear it.
All right, never mind. Right, we've got, I think I might play some more new music, okay. Because I've got a lot of new music to get through today on the show. What I haven't played? I've played Ed Rome.
I was going to say, fantastic new from Ed Rome.
Oh, that's amazing. Been played on BBC One Extra.
Yeah.
And BBC Six with Craig Charles.
Well, do you know, if you don't mind, I'm going to steal that out of your folder
It is really, really good. Yeah. And, loving that. Square Wave, we've already had as guests on the show. We Are All Fossils have played. Awesomeosaurus. I think I might play, let's have a look, Summer Lee Castle's my guest tomorrow. Rogue Effects I've played. So I think it's Project Blackbird actually I might play next.
Okay.
They've got a brand new track which is out, which is called Thank You for the Last Time, and I'm going to play it for you now.
Thank you.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com. Just take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
You have talent, but nowhere to show it off. Have stage fright. Stage fright. Our online talent show, lab contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM.
Session with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled.
Emily Carlson, and also going to be speaking to We Are All Fossils, that's Jacob, and also we'll be talking to his brother as well about a fantastic venue in Chelmsford. That's all coming up on tomorrow's show. Stay tuned, Bob's up next.
Pain, it grabs you by the night. My dreams are being paid in
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.